Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk.
And we are back here on Monday Night Talk. And again, just a reminder, if there's a segment that you have missed on Monday Night Talk, it's as easy as going to our podcast site that you can access through the homepage of WATD959WATD.com. Our next guest is here joining us. She's from one of our sponsors, which is Signature Healthcare, located in Brockton. We have Dr. Deborah Abeles. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
First and foremost, is this, you've done radio before. Actually, you did Rob and Lisa, right?
Correct. Yep.
What was that like?
A very new experience for me. I've never done radio before, so to come and talk on the radio is something new, a little scary, a little exciting. Very happy to be here to talk to everyone about our programs.
They're very easy to work with, so I'm glad that you at least had that chance to be with Rob and Lisa in the morning, and we got a fantastic following in the morning, and we have a great following in the evening as well. So looking forward to a great conversation.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself as far as the field that you study.
Well, by training, I am a surgeon. More specifically, I'm a bariatric surgeon, and I specialize in weight loss surgery, getting our patients healthier, getting them to lose weight, mostly by surgery. We do 3 surgical procedures at the Weight and Wellness Center at Signature Healthcare. Everything is done laparoscopically. Everything is done locally right here in the community at Brockton Hospital. There's really no reason that we have to travel outside of our community to do this.
You said laparoscopically. Folks who are challenged when it comes to words like that, what does that mean? What kind of procedure
little,
is that?
Little keyhole incision. So 5 or 6 small little keyhole incisions, probably no bigger than maybe 1 or 2 centimeters. And we actually work almost like a video game and a TV monitor doing the surgery instead of a big open incision, which takes a longer recovery to do.
And that, and do you use some kind of a gas or something to kind of inflate the area?
Yeah, how I explain it to patients, it's little keyhole incisions. We kind of blow you up like a beach ball. We kind of like work laparoscopically inside the beach ball. Then we deflate. And doing it that way, it's a lot easier to do the surgery, better to visualize, less complications, easier to heal, faster recovery in terms of getting back to work.
Okay. And is this something that you have to, you know, you're doing everything in Brockton, or do you go to Boston?
No, everything is done right here in Brockton. My office is at 110 Liberty Street. And then we just basically go right across town to Brockton Hospital to do the surgery.
How key is that? That some a procedure like this, somebody's looking to lose the extra pounds that they've struggled with, that instead of having to fight the traffic in Boston, that they can do it right here locally.
I think it's important. I can't tell you how many patients that they don't want to drive into Boston. They don't want to fight the traffic on the Southeast Expressway. They don't want to have to pay $40 for parking every time they're going there. So I can totally understand it. I myself live in Boston, but I'm fighting traffic the other way, and there are times it could take me an hour to get home.
God bless you.
So I totally understand that.
Okay. How long now? I believe that other than offering this surgery, that this is part of basically a program to help folks with weight loss, correct?
Correct. So our program is all-encompassing, very inclusive. We have multiple team members that help our patients. So we have a nutritionist right in the office. Her name is Rachel. She's wonderful. So she'll help our patients in terms of how to read a nutrition label. Why is protein so important? How to eat slower and drink slower after surgery. We have a behavioral therapist, Maureen, in the office. She's our social worker, and she starts talking to our patients about motivation, kind of why now? How are we going to handle, you know, stress at work, stress at home, to help keep us on, to make our lifestyle choices that we need to make to be successful in getting healthier and to lose weight.
Is everybody a candidate? I mean, is there a larger number of folks who are candidates for a surgical procedure?
So our insurance companies dictate a lot of things to us when it comes to surgical procedures. And their requirements basically is that we need to be over 18. that we needed to have tried to lose weight in the past, which a lot of patients have already have that. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to what we call a body mass index. It's basically a ratio of how tall we are to how much we weigh. And we come up with certain numbers, and our insurance companies will kind of dictate what body mass index number will qualify for surgery and which will not.
Okay. What if somebody does not qualify? Can the center still help them?
Absolutely. So aside from our surgical program, we have a newer program, which is our medical weight loss program. It's basically a 12-week doctor-supervised program that, again, we work with our nutritionist, we work with our behavioral therapist, there are weekly classes with our coordinator, and again, it's pretty much making those lifestyle changes, changing our nutrition, working with the doctor in the office to lose the weight.
Nutrition, the biggest key to weight loss and maintaining it?
Nutrition is a big part of it, but I think staying with it and making and being able to make psychologically, making those choices every day, day in and day out, when we're faced with the stress, when we're faced with a hard day at work.
And piece of chocolate.
It's hard because we all want to go to that piece of chocolate. My comfort food is ice cream. So I totally understand that. And I myself, if I am recommending something to a patient, whether it's a medical patient or a surgical patient, you can better believe I've tried it myself too, so I can at least talk from about my experience with it.
Let's say if somebody does want to and they are a candidate for the surgical. What are the different, explaining the different types and what is involved other than the laparoscopic surgery, and how do they differ from each?
Right. So we do three procedures. We have the adjustable gastric band, mm-hmm. we have the sleeve gastrectomy, and the Roux and Y gastric bypass. And kind of how I think about it is we have the band kind of off by itself, which is basically a balloon that's placed around the upper part of the stomach, and that we slowly inflate the balloon in the office, and it's what we call a restriction procedure. It's going to limit basically just the volume that we eat. So we're going to expect a slower and a lower amount of weight loss. And then I kind of put the sleeve gastrectomy and the gastric bypass lump together into what we now are calling metabolic surgery, where there's a lot of different GI hormones, gastrointestinal hormones, that get activated after surgery that help us with a little bit of a faster weight loss, puts our diabetes in remission, helps to get rid of our cholesterol problems, our blood pressure problems, sleep apnea, things like that.
Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Deborah Abeles, and she's with Signature Healthcare. And you're the one who the Weight and Wellness Center is kind of built around. Is that would that be correct?
Correct, yeah. So I am the program director of the Weight and Wellness Center.
Very nice.
So I kind of oversee everything in terms of all the programs, both the surgical side and the medical side.
What's that like, knowing that you kind of are coordinating the success of something like this?
It's a different experience for me. I went through my training figuring, okay, I'll be a surgeon. And as a program director, you kind of have your hand in all little projects and all making sure that the program is a success, seeing patients come in, losing weight. We see patients from just before surgery to most recently, I saw a patient 3.5 years out from surgery, keeping weight off, and they are new people, new lease on life, running 5Ks, doing mud races, ballroom dancing, zip lining. I can't tell you how many patients will come in and say, look at me on vacation. I went zip lining. I never thought I would have done that.
So, would I be correct in knowing that it's an accredited center?
Correct.
And you got to go through a lot in order to be accredited. And that's a special recognition, correct?
Yes. So our accrediting center is like an alphabet. It is called MBSAQIP, which stands for the Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery Accredited Quality Improvement Program.
God bless you for remembering that.
It's actually a subdivision of the American College of Surgeons. And as such, yes, we have a whole lot of standards that we need to basically abide by. And basically, it means that we have a multidisciplinary approach. And again, we have our nutritionist in the office. We have our social worker in the office. We need to have post-op support groups for our patients to help them in their process of losing the weight after surgery. We have a number of support groups both preoperatively before surgery as well as after surgery. Mm-hmm. Some are focusing more on the nutrition aspect and eating slower, and some are focusing more on how to deal with the stress after surgery. We have programs that we need to help improve our outcomes in terms of patient satisfaction, making sure patients lose weight, that we are not having complications, and that everyone at the hospital is trained specifically to take care of our patients in the hospital appropriately.
You had mentioned the group support, the group aspect of it. What's some of the things, give me kind of a laundry list of things that you look to help, because I'm sure there's somebody out there who is listening tonight and they're saying to themselves, well, I have this situation, whether it's an eating disorder, maybe it's somebody who, you know what, the little gremlins come out at 11 o'clock at night and go, eat me, and that's a problem.
Yes.
What are some of the topics that are talked about in the weight loss group?
So we have, we have our lunch with Rachel. Rachel, again, is our dietitian, and those are the groups that we basically were actively how to eat mindfully, how to make our meal last 45 minutes or longer, and that's hard. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm hungry, I can wolf down a meal in 5 minutes, let alone 45 minutes.
Without trying.
So we need to be able to kind of distract ourselves enough, but yet be mindful that we're not eating too much, how to take a small bite, things like that. On our Tuesday night support groups, we're basically talking about different kind of protein shakes. Again, where does our support come from? Whether home, the family, at work, how to deal with someone saying that you've lost too much weight. How do we deal with that? Mm. It's the holidays. It's time to go out. How do we deal with eating at that party? Do we eat beforehand? Do we take our food with us? And if someone's going to ask us, why aren't you eating enough? You know, all of our patients have different things that we need to work on, and we try to kind of encompass everything that will help everybody. And our patients are, not only do we support our patients in this, but our patients support each other. And the group aspect and learning from your peers and coming up with ideas that help each other, this worked for me, maybe this would work for you, helps a lot in terms of getting our patients the help that they need.
So other than having the experts, having the doctors in the room who will preside over this, having a peer there to help you can also fortify and strengthen that person's weight loss and continue them on to success, correct?
Absolutely. And our post-op patients actually help our pre-op patients. We have a support group once a month where it's an open-ended questions. On one side of the one panel, we have our post-op patients. The other side, we have our pre-op patients. And any question goes from, what do you think about the nurses at the hospital? What about you think about the team? How was surgery? Who did you tell? What protein shakes did you have? So our patients really have a lot of able to crosstalk and interact on both sides of the program.
When do you normally, is there any particular time of year that you see folks coming in and saying, I want to change my life. I feel that I'm 50 pounds. I'm 100 pounds. Maybe they're 100, maybe 100 plus. And they want to make a change. Is there a time of year that you see folks coming in and saying, I want to make a change?
There's always times that we see that, whether we're going into the holidays and New Year's resolutions, whether it's March or April and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get into a bathing suit next month.
Yep.
I mean, those are pretty much right off the bat, bigger seasons where we see people coming in. But any time is a good time to get healthier. And I think if you are thinking about it, come look at our website, come to an information session. You know, there's no pressure to start the program. There's no pressure to continue with the program. We want you to get healthier, to make the changes that we need to be healthier in any way we could help our patients is best for them.
And just a reminder, and we'll repeat this before we close out the segment, where is it located, and how can folks get information about the center?
Absolutely. So there is a lot of information on our website. Our address is mysignaturecare.org/weightloss. There's a lot of information both on the medical and surgical programs, frequently asked questions, patient testimonials, before and after pictures. We have information groups that are held twice a month. Our next information session is going to be on the 29th at 110 Liberty Street on the third floor at 6 o'clock. You can reach us in the office at 855-609-9355.
Okay, one more time.
One more time. 855-609-9355.
Okay. I got to ask this because I know that there are folks out there. I recently took a trip, and it seems I'm seeing more and more people who are obese. And when it comes to weight loss, if you're successful to be able to lose a large amount of weight, it isn't just as easy as losing the weight, because aren't there times that you have to deal, depending on your age, there's more things you have to deal with after you lose weight, correct?
Right. So in terms of just numbers alone, we're reaching not even 1% of patients that can want to lose weight, that need to lose weight. We know that something just as small as 5 or 10% weight loss is very beneficial for health in terms of coming off your medications and just getting healthier wise. In terms of losing weight, the hard part is keeping it off.
Yep.
And that's the struggle. That's where coming to classes and coming to support groups and having your support group, whether at home, in the office, at work, with us, is beneficial, because we can say, oh, you're up 5 pounds. What happened? Let's get you back on track. Or you've kept your weight off. Yay. How did you do that? How can we help take what you did and help another patient in with that regard?
How about as far as somebody who does achieve a particular weight loss goal? Let's say they want to be 160. When do they start? Is there an adjustment that's made where they can maintain the weight, where they no longer they continue to lose weight? Does that happen?
So the body's remarkable. The body kind of knows exactly where it wants to be. And a lot of patients surgically is like, I want to lose weight, but not too much. And there are ways that we do this. When we start talking about maintaining a goal, we basically say, let's keep our life steady. Let's keep our gym activity and strength training steady, and we kind of rotate food kind of up and down. When we are a little on the lower side of our goal weight, we can say, okay, let's eat a little bit more. And when we're slightly above our goal weight, we're kind of button down and tighten up and eat a little bit less. But the important part is that we're making the right food choices, that we're exercising as much as we can, you know, limitations per us, and that's important. And really what we know in terms of weight maintenance, strength training, maintaining our muscle mass is really important.
Okay. Because myself, I'm, you know, I've gotten to the point in my life, I quit smoking almost 20 years ago. But I've noticed that after I quit smoking,
The weight
piles on, and I've ridden the elevator where I was at a point where I was almost 260. Right now, I'm kind of on the descend. I'm watching what I'm eating. That's kind of the big key, is watching what I put in my mouth. And I've been successful to lose 40 pounds. But the hardest part is that I have old habits that I'm almost like, it's almost like my habit is like a dog that, you know, that is leashed most of the time. When it goes outside, the one time you take me off the leash, I can get into trouble.
Yes.
What advice do you give to folks who have habits like mine, where if you take me off the leash for a minute, I'm into ice cream, I'm into chocolate, I am uncontrollable?
I think the important part is not to beat yourself up about it. We all have slips.
I do that too.
We all have splurges. It's not the all or nothing mentality. You know, if you go off, we go off. But the important part is to identify it and kind of right the boat and say, okay, I'm going to do better at the next meal, not I'm going to do better tomorrow or next week or next year. Just pick yourself. It's like falling off a bike. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and just get back on.
Okay. Because I have noticed a lot of different, as you were mentioning, like a lot of people say, I went on vacation not too long ago, and I lost the weight within being in mind. I wanted to look better at pictures. I didn't want to be the guy with seven chins. I wanted to be the guy who I wanted to look normal, and I've been successful at that, but it's taken a long time. And my biggest fear is that eventually, what I've done, I'm going to need to get some kind of help to maintain it. It's almost like somebody who's an addict who needs to, you can't think that once you've achieved something for a long of time, I'm cured. Am I wrong in that thinking?
Correct. No, you're absolutely not wrong in that thing. It's weight is, you go to the doctor for your blood pressure. You go every 3 months, you get your blood pressure checked, you get your medications. You go every 6 months for your cholesterol. Maybe you're seeing a therapist and you're going every week or every month or every 3 months. And I think weight is the same thing. We know weight and it's a chronic disease. We all need help. And we're just a program where you basically coming in to see the doctor to help with your weight, to help you keep back on track and to use us in that regard, similar to using your therapist, to using your primary care doctor or a specialist. That's what we're here for.
Again, we're here with Dr. Deborah Abeles, and she is with Signature Healthcare, and she is the leader in their health and wellness center. Is there, we've got maybe like 7 or 8 minutes left. Like I told you,
time flies when we're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun. Is there anything that we haven't had a chance to touch upon, but you want to touch upon while we're talking this about the segment?
I think that the program, just as a whole, we focus on wellness and how to get healthier.
Big cake.
Which is key. We all want to get healthier. We all want to maybe not spend as much on our medicines and the pharmacy and seeing our doctors so frequently, whether that's with the medical weight loss program and losing a smaller amount of weight slower but still getting healthier, or maybe we need to lose those 50, 100, 150 pounds. Maybe we have diabetes and we're thinking surgery to get rid of our diabetes or to come off of our medications, things like that. We have a program for everybody. So just kind of look us up.
Does it differ as far as with age, as far as if someone's younger and you work with their mentality, how their metabolism is able to, you know, speed things up to someone who's older like myself and maybe anybody who may be a bit older, where maybe your metabolism isn't as fast?
So we work with all ranges of patients. My youngest is about 18. My oldest right now is about 70.
Okay.
So we work with nice range of patients, whether they need surgery or not, whether they have diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, or they have no medical problems. We do have, on our medical weight loss side, probably the opportunity to do some of the newer weight loss medications. We do have a biometric scale in the office. So it's a fancy new scale that basically will measure your basal metabolic rate. How many calories do you burn sitting and doing nothing, which helps us create individualized treatment plans for our patients to know how much fat, where their fat is, how much muscle mass do they have, that if we do it now, we do it at 3 months and 6 months and 9 months and a year, we can tell you exactly, did your metabolic rate go up or down? How much fat did you lose? How much muscle mass did we lose or gain? You know, it's similar to looking at the picture in a timeline, doing your measurements. It's another way to help reinforce our patients and how we're doing, you know, through the process.
Talk to me about how medicine has changed and you know, you look at it and, you know, as we look into the future, it'll continue to change. Tell me about, you know, about that.
The field of bariatric surgery has changed a lot since it first started. It used to be weight loss surgery, we're doing surgery to lose weight, and everything else was a side effect. And the thinking has changed more so that it's a surgery to get rid of our medical problems, and weight loss is just a nice added benefit to it. So the thinking has definitely changed around surgery in and of itself. We're learning more and more that obesity is a chronic disease and we need to treat it as such, whether it's coming to the office. We're hearing it more now from our primary care doctors.
Okay. And again, just to remind folks, before we close this out, we are speaking with Dr. Deborah Abeles, and we're speaking with her, who is somebody who's one of the fine physicians and surgeons over at Signature Healthcare. Anything else that we may have overlooked, or and as far as remind the folks, probably that they don't have to go into the Boston area, this is something that's right here on the South Shore, correct,
right,
Doctor?
Exactly. Our offices are right at 110 Liberty Street. We're all together in terms of our nutritionist. We have everything is done locally at the hospital, which is right up Brockton Hospital. So there's really no reason to go anywhere
right
else.
On Center Street in Brockton, yep.
Exactly. So again, our office is at 110 Liberty Street, where our next information session is on the 29th of December at 6 o'clock. You can either access information about that information session on our website, which is mysignaturecare.org/weightloss, or you can reach us in the office at 855-609-9355.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the Monday Night Talk family. We'll hope to have you back in. What I'd like to do is hopefully have you back in and talk, you know, those folks who go out there on New Year's Eve and make the resolutions for New Year's Day and how maybe some of those folks who might be waning, maybe we could talk about that and maybe anything new that's coming up in regards to Signature Healthcare. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Awesome. What we'll do is we're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. I promise. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.